You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks, in East Grand Forks. It's just past 10:41 AM here on this Friday, July 28th, which means it's time for our Valley Talk program. And I've got a very special guest on Valley Talk today. I've got Darren Selzler, Police Chief. Darren, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing? Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you on. I'm doing quite well. And, well, you don't come to us today as a police chief. Instead, you come to us as a teacher and a messenger about a special thing that's coming up tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
It's tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the permit to carry class that's coming up. So do you want to go ahead and speak about that a little bit?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I appreciate you reaching out and asking for me to be a guest today. So on the side, outside of my professional career, myself and Nathan Rash, who is a investigator, a sergeant with the Polk County Sheriff's Office, we've been teaching permit to carry courses for probably about 15 years. Our company is called Warrior Firearms Training, and if anybody has had permit to carry training or anything in about that time frame, they've probably been through our class. We've instructed thousands of students over the years, and so yeah, every year we do multiple classes a year, and typically we for sure try to do at least two or three at the Crookston Gun Club. So we partner up with them, and the Crookston Gun Club this Saturday is hosting one of our classes. Yeah, so we're kind of excited about that.
So yeah, like for those who don't know about kind of what permit to carry is, including myself a little bit, go ahead and let the people know kind of what the class is kind of all about.
Yeah, so you know, like I said, about 15 years ago, my partner and I formed this company, and you know, we've both been certified firearms instructors through the state of Minnesota, through the Minnesota Peace Officers and Standard Training Board. So we've instructed, you know, the firearms training at the Crookston Police Department, Polk County Sheriff's Office for many, many years. We have other trainers at the Police Department and Sheriff's Office that also do that for us or with us. But, you know, when we first started doing this, again, like 15 years ago, you know, there was some companies in the area teaching permit to carry, but we just kind of felt like they maybe weren't informing the public properly or how they should have as far as what you can do when you carry a firearm on your person. So we formed this company, and we partnered up with a company. It's actually out of Minnesota. It's a Minnesota-based company. However, they also, you know, do some permit to carry in Illinois and Iowa and different states, Wisconsin. And the nice thing is that we partnered up with them is, you know, when we teach a class, it's always the most current information as of the day of that class, right? The company we've kind of partnered with, that's all they do is you know, the kind of permit to carry training. And they have full-time staff that does the research and everything for us. So it kind of takes a little bit of the work out for us. But, you know, basically things we talk about is, you know, where you can and can't carry a firearm in Minnesota. That's a big topic of it, right? Obviously, if you aren't following the law, we could get in trouble that way. And the other big piece of it, and there's many, many aspects to the class, but kind of the two most important, I always say, is, you know, where you can and can't carry a firearm in Minnesota. And then the other piece is, you know, heaven forbid, if you got in a defensive gun use situation or you had to protect yourself, you know, what elements do you need present so that you don't get in trouble criminally if something was to happen?
So is there any aspect of, like, gun safety, like, teaching stuff about that as well? Because I know we had, I'm blanking on his name, but we talked about a DNR gun safety class, and is there an aspect of that in the material?
Yeah, so absolutely. Yeah, there is. There's a portion of it. It's a short portion. Mm-hmm. You know, so obviously our class is certified by the state of Minnesota. So, you know, when you take our course, you obviously leave with a certificate. That certificate is, you know, recognized and by the state of Minnesota, approved by the state of Minnesota, which allows you then to apply for your permit to carry. And so, yeah, you know, portions of that, we have to obviously meet many requirements. And one of them is a gun safety portion. It's not a gun safety class, you know what I mean? But there is a short section where we do talk about gun safety for sure.
And it looked like on the bulletin board, there was like, people could get recertified. Like, what? How does that work?
Yeah, exactly. No, I appreciate that. So, you know, your permit to carry in Minnesota is good for 5 years. meaning so you come through our class, you get your certificate, and you apply with the sheriff's office, and it's the sheriff's office in which county you reside. So most of them are Polk County, but you would apply with the sheriff's office, and once you receive your permit, it's good for 5 years. So then after your permit expires, you have to retake the class. So those are Minnesota requirements. And we have designed our class so there's not technically like a recert class or a new person class. They're all the same. Mm-hmm. So that way, you know, if you have to recert, you can attend our class. If you're a new person through our classes, same curriculum, so that we can kind of, you know, check both those boxes at the same time.
But I would also imagine that there is a lot of like small changes to the courses.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, depending on.
Yeah, the... yeah. Our classes are always evolving. You know, we change them, you know, to student comments, and we also change them applicable to the law, like I said. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons that we partnered up with this Minnesota-based company. So, again, you know, as of just this week, I had some more materials and different things to add to our PowerPoint to make sure it's the most current version that we're teaching. So, you know, we take pride in that, and we take pride in what we teach. And like I said, we've been doing it for many, many years. I always ask the class before we start who's been through our class before, and now it's getting to be people that have been through three times or so over the years. Like I said, you know, Your permit's a good 5 years. So we've been teaching a long time. Yep.
That's nice. And I just wanted to shout out, it was Steve Vidine. That was the
Steve, good friend of mine. Him and I, I was on the gun club board for many years with Steve. He teaches the firearm safety and Crooks in the DNR, and yeah, good guy. We do a lot together, that's for sure.
So did you ever mention the length of the training that this entails?
Yeah, so, you know, again, we're having it tomorrow, Saturday, July 29th, 8 o'clock a.m. at the Crookson Gun Club. And, you know, the classroom session portion is 3.5 to 4 hours. I always say that, you know, if we have a lot of discussion or questions, which we really enjoy, you know, some kind of times that can add a little length to the class, but usually the classroom portion is about 3.5 hours. And then there is a live fire exercise after the class. And you know, usually that we can get people through in about 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
So usually about 4 hours, four and a half hours.
So it's really, is it only Saturday then?
Yeah.
Okay.
This class we're doing is just Saturday. Yeah. Typically my goal is to have everybody out of there by 1 o'clock, the latest for sure. Yeah.
Got it. And you think that's enough to get all the info across?
Oh, yeah. Yep. You know, we do. Like I said, we go through all the materials that you need to obtain your permit. You know, like I told you before, you know, we talk about things like avoiding conflict, situational awareness, gun safety, like you mentioned. We talk about, you know, proficiency with firearms and different things like that, for sure.
Yeah, that's good to hear. And I know you mentioned that you teach the class a little bit. Are there any other people who help out with that?
Yeah. So like I said before, Nathan Rash, him and I own the company together. We each teach about half of the class. So we kind of rotate every other section. So Nathan and I both do the classroom section. And then depending on the size of class or however that looks, we'll bring in one or two other range safety officers or firearms instructors to help us on the gun range. And things like that. So I think this class we'll have Nathan and I and one other instructor with us, like three people to help with that class tomorrow.
So I know that we've mentioned on the bulletin board when we talk about it that the class size is limited. Is there still openings for tomorrow's class?
Yeah, there. You know, I would take a couple more. I know when you and I spoke on the phone the other day, we are getting pretty full. You know, just to make sure that, you know, one, we're safe and the class is streamlined, you know, we try to limit the number within reason. Like I said, if it gets bigger, we'll bring in more instructors. But yeah, I could take a couple more, but we're getting close to capacity for sure.
And of course, like you said, you do it a couple times a year. So if people are interested but not able to get in this time, they shouldn't have to wait a whole lot longer before the next one. So
yeah, like I said, we're at the gun club at least twice a year. We teach it throughout the region. Mm-hmm. You know, Northwest Minnesota, we teach it all over, but it specifically, you know, so a lot of our classes, unfortunately, I don't want to call them private, but are kind of private, where people will host the class for us. They'll get a hold of us and we'll do it either at their residence or a lot of times farmsteads or however that looks, or we will just rent the gun club, you know, for a private venue. When I say a couple times a year, we open it to the public to make sure that everybody else can get an opportunity to go through the class also.
So a question I have, when I talked to Steve Vidine, he was talking about how people were coming, like, not even just out of town, but even out of state. Are there people who do that for this class as well?
Yeah, we get some residents from out of state, typically North Dakota.
Yeah.
You know, like Grand Forks, Fargo, things like that. Those are usually what we see. I'm trying to think of other states besides North Dakota. Probably. I can't recall off the top of my head, but yeah,
Iowa,
for things
maybe.
Like that, or people that have moved to Crookston, things like that. So, yeah, we teach a lot from North Dakota, Minnesota. That's kind of our main demographic for sure.
Yeah, interesting that, you know, we get those demographics to these courses, and it's great. That's
like I said, we take pride after our class. We make sure that that we're making sure to touch all the laws and make sure we're in tune with that so that nobody does get in trouble. Because it is a big deal carrying a firearm, you know, whether it's on your person or in your vehicle or whatever. And we want to make sure that we give you that correct information.
It's a pretty big responsibility.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
You can't just go around, you know, just all willy-nilly. It's a very serious
100%.
So. So that starts tomorrow at what time?
So, tomorrow, July 29th at the Crookston Gun Club, and we're starting at 8 a.m.
Sounds good, 8 a.m.
Yeah,
that should be a good day. Well, there was actually another thing that you kind of wanted to chat about, and that was the police department flew a helicopter out to Camp Ripley. Flew in a helicopter.
There you go. Yeah, so that was kind of a unique opportunity. So every, I hope I'm not speaking out of line when I say that, every year the Minnesota National Guard, they have a, they put on programs. It's called ESGR, and that stands for Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve. And they do it throughout the state. And this was our turn this year. And I believe with COVID and different things, they hadn't done it for the last couple of years. But basically what that is they go around the area. So it wasn't just Crookston. It was there was employers from Thief River, Crookston, even some down as far as Fergus Falls and different areas. And there was 25 of us that day that went on a Chinook helicopter, a CH-47. They landed at the Crookston Airport, and they flew us down to Camp Ripley, down by Little Falls. This is also the window where they do the annual training for the year. So once we were down at Camp Ripley, we were able to go out and observe some of the Abrams tank training and different areas like that. So basically, the whole idea was to bring you down to Camp Ripley and give you a tour of that and kind of show you everything, what it looks like, you know, because a lot of organizations, including the city, we hire active military, and a lot of times we have prior military, and it's just an opportunity for a lot of employers that do hire people that are active or former military of you know, their support. If it wasn't for a lot of the support, they wouldn't be able to be in the military, you know, a lot of times, and also work full time. So it's kind of their way to pay back. And I guess it was just really a unique opportunity to kind of really go down and check that out. It was pretty cool.
And yeah, I mean, you showed me the picture of the helicopter. I mean, it's not a little tiny helicopter.
It's
huge.
Yeah, it's very, and it's loud. Like when you're in it, you wear earplugs so, you know, I think by drive, car, it's probably 2.5-3 hours probably a little further than that to Little Falls. And it was about an hour in the helicopter. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Loud, and there was staff of our crew of five that helped us out, and then they bust us around Camp Ripley. So yeah, I did put a Facebook posting on that. If you're interested, go to the Crookston Police Department Facebook page and check that out. And it was a really cool day. We really appreciate that opportunity.
You get a chance to fly it?
No, nothing like that. You know, I wish, right? I was on the way down. I kind of sat towards the back. That's where my seating was. On the way back, I was closer to the front, so. I got a pretty good view of the pilots and everything and how it went, but really, really cool. Those Chinook helicopters, you know, they're the double blade for those who don't know, and kind of like their cargo helicopters, and it was, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's not just for four people.
I was reading a post somewhere where they said, like, during one of our wars that they had, 175 people in there at one time. They were evacuating from an area. So, it tells
smokes.
You. I mean, 25 I felt was cramped. I couldn't imagine that many.
Yeah,
so,
God.
Standing room only for sure. But,
That's pretty cool. And, it's built like a tank, too. Like,
it is.
It's just a really cool machine.
It really is. And like I said, I took one earplug out at one time just to see how loud it was. And, it was, you know, after about an hour of flying in it, it wasn't a rough ride. There was a lot of vibration, but you're kind of ready to get out after it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say that. Like,
I'm sure it's definitely
starting to kind of, yeah.
It's not like a Corvette on
highway.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't know if I'd want to go, you know, hour down, hour back was pretty cool. But, yeah, you're ready to get out after an hour, that's for sure.
For sure. Yeah. But, it's still a really, really cool thing.
It was neat. Yeah, for sure.
We've got a few more minutes here before we wrap up.
Sure.
Is there anything else that you kind of wanted to talk about? I know we're going to have the police department here on Valley Talk next week, but is there anything that you kind of wanted to quickly chat about before we...
I know you've had Don on here, Don Raska, one of our police officers, a couple times. You know, our next major outreach, obviously, we've doing media through KROX on our social media, everything else, is obviously Night to Night.
Mm-hmm.
That's August 1st, next Tuesday, 4:30 p.m. It starts through about 7:45 at UMC in their campus mall area on the green space. So, again, we'd encourage everybody to come out to that. You know, we just did our final planning meeting last week and putting the final touches on it. It's going to be, we say this every year, we don't know how it can get any bigger, but it's probably going to be our biggest event, again, we've had in a long time. So super proud of that. So, again, that's kind of our next event coming up. We were already in the planning stages with the Oxcart committee on looking what Oxcart looks like for us, the police department, here on the third week in August. That's coming up. But, things have been going pretty good, I guess.
That's good. And, yeah, all those talking points will probably go in more detail next Friday.
Yeah.
I do want to ask, how is that new canine doing?
We don't have a canine. So you...
Wait, what?
You must be having me confused with the sheriff's office, which is fine.
Oh,
I tell you what, we used to...
That.
No, you're fine. We used to have a canine years ago. And you know, that is a goal of mine to get another canine. My first checkbox was to... get staff and get, fully staffed. And now that we're there, yeah, I would like to look at a canine here in the next year or so. But yeah, that's another goal of mine. Like I said, we used to always have a dog and we haven't had a dog for a few years. So I'd like to get a canine back.
Yeah, that would be sure. Good. Get
the little
puppers in there. And
yeah, no, they're definitely an asset, a huge asset to the law enforcement. That's for sure.
Even the community too.
They are. You like to they're outreach. That. They check that box, right? And they help with law enforcement. Yeah, I think Polk County Sheriff's Office, and I hope I say, I know they have, I think, three.
Okay.
Two for sure, maybe three. And again, don't quote me on the exact
numbers. They got a new one.
They have
they did.
Yeah,
lately.
And that's right. Like, they did. I've seen those Facebook posts. So yeah, they do. And they, you know, they have a larger staff than us for sure, but we're hoping to get one in the next couple of years. That's our goal.
Yep. Well, sounds good. So, permit to carry class, helicopter rides, Night to Unite, lots of good stuff. Remember, tomorrow, Crookston Gun Club at 8 a.m. If you registered for it and listened to it and you were still wondering of where that is and when, that's the time, Crookston Gun Club, 8 a.m. tomorrow. If you still want to join the class, it sounds like there might be a spot or two
left.
Yeah,
and you know, the easiest way to contact me on that is go to KROX on their news page and click the tab. It's on the news page. You can't miss it. So, again, go to KROX, click the news page. Give me a call or email, text, however you want to reach out to me, and we'll try to get you in that class.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
Darren, and maybe we'll see you on Friday?
Yeah, I think I'm slated for next Friday again, right? Does that sound right?
I think that's correct.
So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you very much, Darren. So, that was your Valley Talk program here on this Friday, July 28th. It's just a little bit before.